الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فقد روى حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن العبد ليتكلم بكلمة من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات وإن العبد ليتكلم بكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا يحوي بها في جهنم رواه البخاري. Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that indeed the servant of Allah may utter a word, may state a word from the pleasure of Allah and is unaware of what he's uttering. And by way of that kalima that he states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him in levels. Whilst a servant may utter a statement from the kalimat, from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's unaware of what he's uttering, and by way of the statement that he utters, he's thrown within the fire, causing him to enter within the fire of Jahannam. Likewise, we have this narration of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنَ عَادَ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَى كُلَّهَا تُكَفْرِ اللِّسَانِ فَتُقُولُ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ فَإِنْ اِسْتَقَمْتَ اِسْتَقَمْنَا وَجَجْتَ اِوَجَجْنَا. And there's a hadith recorded by Tirmidhi where Abu Sa'id al-Khudri mentions that the Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, states that when Ibn Adam, they wake up in the morning, their limbs will state to the tongue, in humility, fear Allah in relation to us. For indeed we are followers of yourself. Hide the limbs, we are followers of the tongue. If you are upright, then we will be upright. If you are crooked, then we will be crooked. Two narrations such as these are an indication of the importance of the affair of the tongue of Ibn Adam, and how a person's tongue and what he utters upon his tongue can be reflective upon his actions, whether they be righteous actions or evil actions, or how the utterance upon the tongue can be a means of a person entering Jannah or entering the fire, or could be a means of a person raising in rank in Jannah. And so narrations such as these are an encouragement for Ibn Adam, from the ibad for ibadillah, to increase upon righteous actions and increase no doubt in the dhikr of Allah upon their tongues, increase in mentioning khair upon their tongues and staying away from evil speech upon their tongues. And no doubt this is the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he states, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكل خير ليصمت. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then let them speak good or remain silent. I speak good from the remembrance of Allah. Speak good from Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar. Speak good from enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Speak good by way of the kalimat that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And if not, remain silent. If not, remain silent. For indeed this affair of the tongue can be one that may bring about harm for an individual within his own self. And so a person reflects upon this affair. From the evil, the most evil of speech that can emanate from the tongue of an individual, from the servants of Allah, and the kalimat of shirkiyat, a person mentioning words of shirk upon their tongue, calling upon Avana Allah, swearing by Avana Allah. Likewise, an individual may emanate from his tongue evil speech from the affair of ghiba or namima, backbiting, speech about your brother in which he's not pleased with, or namima, tail carrying. Again, all of these affairs can be from the actions that cause a person to face the uqub of Jahannam. And all of these actions could be a means of being reflective in evil actions upon your limbs. To the extent, in relation to the namam, in relation to the one who involves himself in tail carrying, and this evil speech upon his tongue. Some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, they mention that the tail carrier, his effect is more harmful upon the people than the sahir, than the sorcerer. For indeed the sahir, his effect is upon one or two individuals, upon afrad. And his corruption is upon one or two individuals. However, the namam, the one that's tail carrying, his fasad is upon the mujtama. His fasad, his corruption, is upon societies and communities. Mere speech that emanates from his tongue can be a means of destruction of societies and communities, destruction of brotherhood, destruction of relationships. And so upon the individual is to reflect upon the speech that emanates from his tongue and be from those that think about the kalimat they use before they say them. As some of the Salaf would mention, that your kalimat, your speech, before you say it, you control it. After you state it, it controls you. And before you make a statement, you have full control over that statement, whether you say it or whether you don't. However, once you've said it now, this statement now has control over you. If it's an evil statement upon you, it's tawbah. Or if it's a kalimah of dhulm, if it's a statement where you've oppressed another individual, upon you is to seek pardon from an individual. Or upon you is clarity, to clarify further what you stated. So now this kalimah that you stated has sultah over you, has control over you. And so it's important that a person maintains that sultah, maintains that control over the kalimah that he has, and reflects upon the words that he uses before using them. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. When aktafi bi hadha qadr, jazakum Allah khaira, wa sallallahu wa barak ala nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.